Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone out there in Blog Talk Radio land. My name is Kai, and it's good for you to be here with me tonight. I'm very happy about that. Goodness gracious. You know, I don't know, when you do things that you've done many times in the past, do you ever still get butterflies? I do. I've got those little butterflies in my stomach right now. And, you know, woo, that'll wake you up. Well, good evening, everyone. Again, my name is Kai, and welcome to Listing Up Late. And that's exactly what I'm doing tonight. I actually am kind of listing. I just had, like, my laptop decide to shut off. I don't know what is going on. Anyhow, great to have you. And I'm just so happy to be here with you guys. And I will, for the next 15 minutes, be with you talking about fun things, excuse me, on Poshmark. Who else out there, raise a show of hands. Who else is sick with this silly cold that's going around? I'm afraid it's here for a while. It's one of those where it kind of hit really hard. And I was super sick for a while, and now, as I'm getting over it, it doesn't want to exactly completely leave. It seems to want to leave, excuse me. And then it comes back again. So I've been kind of iffy feeling, but all the same, I'm still working on my Poshmark closet. And by the way, out there for you guys, if this is your first time listening to any of my shows, whether it's this particular episode or past shows, welcome. On Poshmark, you can visit my closet with me. Let's go there. My computer is now deciding it wants to wake up. And I am at sign, and I'm going to spell it, S-H-O-W-W-S-T-O-P-P-A, Showstoppa. Showstoppa, that is me, at Showstoppa, S-H-O-W-W-S-T-O-P-P-A. And I chose that name just kind of off the cuff one night. I was watching Little Shop of Horrors from the 1980s with Rick Moranis, and the lady, the character in the movie with him, had kind of a lisp, and then for some reason I thought Showstoppa in her type of accent, and that stuck. So here we are. So, you know, look, I was going to post some things tonight, or list some things I'm actually going to list in the morning, but I want to kind of go over with you some things that I did list. And before I do that, let me go ahead and give you guys some important information. If you would like to give us a call here, feel free to do so. I would love to have you talk about your closet or give a shout out to one of your favorite closets. And my guest call number is area code 619-924-0965. For anyone who is up and wants to join me here. Anyhow, back to my closet. I am pretty excited about just a few tiny little things I put up today on Posh. And one of the reasons that I'm excited about it is because I did some sourcing, as the girls call it, recently, and I was just so thrilled Excuse me. Excuse me. I was so thrilled to find my first couple of items from anthropology. How exciting is that when you found your first few anthropology items? But I was just so excited, and I got them at extremely good prices. And so my they're actually, if you go to my closet, you'll notice the first three things there are the three things that I found, three other things that I found. I did find more, but these are three things that I did find. And they are, the first thing is a moth, kind of a cream color sweater. Really, really cute. It looks to be kind of an empire waist with a really deep, rounded V. Bell sleeves, zero holes or stains. It's an amazing shape. Has all four of the little snaps in front. And it was such a cute little sweater. Not the stuff I wish I could obviously fit. I cannot. But the second thing is, which is, excuse me, I'm going to cough, just excuse me. Kind of clear the old pipes there. The second thing that I was super excited to find was a dress by Free People, and it's called the Dazzling Ditzy Dress, and it is on its way to becoming vintage very quickly. This dress is like circa 2010, and once you find out the name, you can do some research. The name again is Dazzling Ditzy Dress, Ditzy, D-I-T-Z-Y. And so I was shocked at how many celebrities wore this dress. I'm also shocked at the original price, but not for Free People, as I've gone learned and researched. Free People is one of those brands that is just going to be a little pricey, but it's so darn cute. And this Dazzling Ditzy dress is not an exception, extremely cute. And my copy of it, incredible shape, absolutely no holes, no stains. All the buttons are there. It has a little bit of tulle, crinoline-like at the bottom of the dress. Really pretty. Everything is completely intact. And if someone were to put on a price tag, I would almost believe it's, an original price tag, I would almost believe it's new. That's how good a shape it's in. And my third Free People item, which this, I must preface this with, this is not only a Free People item, but it was a unicorn. And I will say, excuse me, I was super surprised. And you know how I'm sure you've gone sourcing to yourself and you pick something up and you look at the tag and you're thinking, this has to be a mistake somewhere along the line, but never mind. It's a mistake in my favor, which it was. And that is this floral pleated mini skirt that I have. It's a small, size small. It's in excellent condition. Again, if someone were to put an original tag on this skirt, I would believe it was brand new. That's how great a shape it is. But the best part about this skirt, drum roll please, the best part is that it was $1. It cost me $1. And I was floored. I was just like, wow, okay. So this is what it's like to find your unicorns. I was excited to find that. So those are the three anthropology pieces. Excuse me. I just wish this darn thing would go away. These are the three anthropology pieces that I have listed on the very top row of my closet. If you are looking on a computer, these will be the top three. If you will be looking from of your phone, I guess depending on the size of your screen, these would be the first, well, three of the first four things you will see listed up there. So, one of the things that I'm really super excited to do is I'm closing in on, it looks like my followers are just, let me see here, where am I with followers? I am at, go and close out this page. My computer, again, this is just such a weird night. This cough won't go away. My computer is doing all kinds of funny things. Okay, so I'm closing in on, I have 31,000 followers, and I am following 47,000. I hope that that gap closes and I can have some of the people that I'm following follow me and eventually join us here on the show. Now, as far as my shares, I gotta boost that up a little bit. I'm so busy, and I really do try to get to share everything when people share my things. But before we go, oh gosh, you know, time just winds down so quickly, so quickly. Before we go for the night, I want to first thank you for joining me. If you're joining me live, thank you. If you're joining me after this is recorded, thank you for joining me. Please come back for my next episode. I will have some more fun talk, but I'm really super excited about Valentine's Day and what that means to a lot of people. Even if you don't have a Valentine, you know, obviously it's okay to love yourself. That's a super important thing to do. Excuse me. All right, so I've got these really two little makeup clutches. One of them says wifey, the other says bride. These are two clutches by Jade and Deer, brand new with tags. I have them at 15. They're padded and super cute. So if you need some cute little carry-on for Valentine's Day with a little message to either your husband-to-be or your husband, this would be a cute thing to carry with you. Now, next time, I really do hope that I will be listing a few things and won't get so excited to have these items that that I list them ahead of time. Another thing, too, I got this week as far as a haul was, I had a unicorn haul the other day. Strange. So I hit my local thrift store, and I got exactly two items. I got a LuLaRoe legging, and I got a Lululemon pair of joggers. Excuse me. I mean, how crazy is that just to find those two? And EUC, they were, oh my God, again, practically brand new. Awesome price. And, of course, I tossed this up there immediately. So that would be the Lululemon jogger pant. And I was a little skeptical about it because the logo isn't the little circular logo that you usually see on the outside of their pants, but they're adorable. That will be the Lululemon jogger, and then the really pretty hearts LuLaRoe leggings that are, and I don't even think they were ever worn, to be honest with you. They're in such great shape. Well, that's all the time I have for tonight. Can you believe it goes so quickly? Oh, my gosh, talking about closets and listing. So join me for my next episode of Listing Up Late. I'm going to be, of course, listing again and finding some more unicorns, going on great hauls, and tossing that stuff up there on Poshmark with you guys. If you feel free to, if you like, feel free next time to give me a call. I would love to have you join me. Other than that, we'll see you on the next episode. Thank you so much for joining me and Visit My Closet Showstopper on Poshmark. Take care, everyone. We'll be right back.